Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
4.7 billion euro. That's the amount that Limerick and Ireland's first directly elected Mayor John Moran is seeking from the government to invest in the Treaty City. He has plans for modular housing, sporting facilities and transport links that would make Limerick Airport Ireland's first to be connected by rail. And Mayor John Moran joins us now from Limerick. Hello, John.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for joining us this morning. This is a lot of money, 4.7 billion euro. I mean, if we look at what the government plans to spend on capital projects in 2025, it's 15 billion. So you want a third of that for Limerick?
Well, no, but this isn't all in the first year either. I mean, this is over time. But it's not that surprising, the amount of money. I mean, when we did some analysis of just going into the last budget, we found out that the per capita spend in places like Limerick and Cork was only half of what it is in Dublin. But they're expected to grow at twice the speed. So you might think that they should be getting double the amount rather than the even amount. And if we just evened up the number, it comes to about 2 billion. And at the time, people said that was a very large number. And then what we did was we went down to an itemization of the projects that we know we need to deliver in order to be able to meet the government's own target of 50,000, you know, new population in Limerick City. And this is what it looks like. I mean, we've had years and years in Ireland of just building homes without actually necessarily putting in transport, putting in the amenities. And you know, this is trying to do this in a different way and put in the amenities first. I mean, we're, you know, I could go into the detail, but like we're in a very strange situation here in Limerick since I took over. The towns like Newcastle West are our key growth towns, and we have no water infrastructure, so we have to deny planning that conversation rather than building houses.
So when we hear Ishka Aaron telling us, look, we'll do the job if we have the capital to do it, you're living that. You're seeing planning permissions being turned down because the water can't be switched on.
Absolutely. And that's what this is getting to. I mean, you know, it takes about 200, 220 million to just get the what you see underneath the ground and the parks done for 4,000 homes in Culver Quarter. So while these seem like big numbers, as I pointed out when we had the Taoiseach here in Limerick, you know, the capital cost of building all these homes is about 16 billion euros. So that's the amount of money that will be spent to just build all these homes above the ground. And therefore, why would it be surprising that the VAT number, which is about 2 billion, will be spent to allow that to happen?
And what does the Taoiseach think of this plan, the 4.7 billion euro plan?
It was interesting because I think he really got the point. I mean, the benefit of having the meetings that we now have with the Taoiseach and other ministers to just focus on Limerick is it allows us to look at the big picture for, you know, delivery requirements, whether it's the train, as you say. I mean, we still call it Shannon Airport down here. I don't think we'll get away with calling it Limerick Airport.
Well, you never know if you put the pressure on
it. Ryanair, who are putting more and more flights in than every day, will probably start designing it that way. But you know, these are just, we want to be serious about regional balance, developed growth. We don't want to slow down what's happening up in Dublin. It needs to drive on, but the other cities also need to do. And I think the Taoiseach understood. I mean, I wasn't just having a conversation about Limerick. I was pointing out to him what needs to happen in Cork, what needs to happen in Galway and in Waterford, because all these cities need to work for Limerick to work as well.
And then modular housing. I was just interested to see that you've included that with such a big budget figure in there for it. I mean, we've heard a lot about the promises made about modular housing in the recent past, but delivery's been really underwhelming. Why is it something that you would want to pursue?
Yeah, so there are two things that are happening there, right? So the first is just actually trying to deliver the sort of, you know, the building, let's say, using modern methods of construction, where we think we can just speed up the delivery significantly by doing that, if we do it in scale. I mean, there's no point in doing 10 or 100 of these things. We've identified it doing about 2,000 over the course of the next 2 years. And there are sites that we've had for years in Limerick that haven't been driven on that we could actually accommodate those houses on. But it's also a really important problem that we have, maybe uniquely in Limerick, is that our rent costs went up by 20% or so this year and 20% the year before. There's an acute shortage of rental accommodation in Limerick, and we haven't been delivering supply. And that's because Limerick, as a city, something is really happening here. And people are starting to move here. We just have the new announcement with the Eli Lilly again. We just got planning permission. It's on the front of the papers. So we're having all this job creation, but no housing coming alongside it. And because of that, people who move here temporarily, or maybe they're actually going to find their ways of living here future, they want to rent. And we want the government doing not just social housing rental, but affordable rental for key workers and ultimately for anybody who needs to rent for whom the market isn't supplying. And that's why this is such a big part of the program, because it is a solution that can be delivered more quickly, but not necessarily cost us money in the long term. I mean, we can essentially borrow the money either from government or from the public sector, buy the units, put them on our state land, and rent them out to people that will just pay rent and pay back the cost of them for us as a state.
Mm-hmm. And how long would they last, the modular homes?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, this is some of the clash of systems, right? So the government department that we've been working with in the Department of Housing is insisting that we find ones that have a useful life of 60 years. And so as we've been restricted in terms of only doing that, and we're now hoping to get a couple of different, you know, suppliers, one of whom will give us two units so we can show the people of Limerick what these really look like. But they have a 60-year useful life. I mean, they're well paid back over that point in time. And essentially, after year 30 or 40, we're basically getting rent for the units which are still in use that will help to subsidise other housing for more people that want to come and live in Limerick.
Mm-hmm. You've 30 million in there for a GameCube. What's that?
Yeah, so about 10 years ago, we actually had a plan, because Limerick, remember, was the home of Atari and Wang. We had a plan to have a new facility in Limerick to attract tourists and for amenities of locals, to actually have a museum of gaming. And that's essentially what that is. Unfortunately, the last time we came fifth out of a field of over 100 people, so I'm comforted that when Fáilte Ireland looked at it before, they realised that this could be a really attractive amenity in Limerick. But nobody's been able to find the money to actually drive it on since. And I think this is a huge part of the rebranding of Limerick. And that's where we want to drive it on now.
So you're in this unique position where you're the first directly elected mayor. How has the political system responded to you over the last, 11 months or so now?
Yeah, I think given the scale of this of the change, I think very well. I mean, we've obviously had two governments because we've had a general election in between. We were getting sort of, you know, some systems set up with the first government, then there was an election, and now we've the new government who have come in. And I think the reason we're getting on so well is the one message I'm hearing from government, and it's very much our own message, is we want more delivery. You know, we want to see delivery, we want to see action. And we've been probably 6 months ahead of them since my election of identifying stuff that we can drive on. We've been finding ways to work with Irish Rail to get a new road built in Adair. They're both working really well. It's now on time for the Ryder Cup. We're hoping to take it all the way to Fines. We've been working with Ishka Air, and in fact themselves about getting rid of boil water notices. We've got the floodproofing going here with the OPW, and we've got the recent government decision, which was 10 years in the making, to actually drive on with the government buildings here for the revenue and other, you know, government officials. And we're very much in this area of housing. So I think the government are working really well. I mean, look, there's now new groupings of officials that are focusing on an agenda for Limerick. That what they meet like more frequently every 6 months now. We'll be meeting with the government ministers and driving on. And you kind of feel that, like, I think that I've always said the advantage of the mayoral role is that you're not really that sort of focused on a political agenda other than what's right for Limerick, what works for Limerick. And it's easy enough for all parties down in Limerick to come behind that agenda. And when I spoke to Andy Burnham and the guys in the UK on my last trip to the UK, they said the same thing. If you put place first, it's easy enough because you're basically delivering for people.
Yeah, I mean, but this big ask has gone in there of nearly 5 billion, as I mentioned. But the reality for you now is you've an annual budget of just 7 million euro. Isn't that it? I mean, you're quite limited in what you can do with that.
Well, I mean, there's the normal budget of the council as well and the development levies. But you're right. I mean, you know, I'm not the only person saying it. Local government does not get enough autonomy over its own local budget. We are by far the poorest in class in Europe in that respect. And I think that this role is only going to be the beginning of a change in that direction. But that's why for the 7 or the 10 million, whatever it has ended up being in the mayoral fund, you know, we're basically just focusing on how do we spend it wisely to unlock projects that need action, or to come up with prototypes of projects or planning permissions for projects, so so that we can go to government and get the full funding that we deserve. And the smart homes is an example. I mean, even before we could get the government on board, the first couple of weeks that I was here, we immediately set about hiring somebody to actually come in and just work on that and work on only that. And it would have taken us 6 months or 9 months to have been able to get that across the line if we didn't have the benefit of the mayoral fund to be able to push it forward.
John, we'll leave it there for now, but good to catch up with you after almost a year in office. That's the Mayor of Limerick, John Moran. David Coleman will be with us next.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.